My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
I'm shocked. Lima and I can get into the weeds pretty easily on college football. That's why it's like, how much longer do we want? Full phones. 216-474-0092.
Finance.
It is nitty-gritty college football season ticket holder talk. I think it's a definite trial balloon. I hate overusing that term. I think it's office jargon. I think it's a trial balloon for all these other schools. Tennessee has been the Wild West at times. I mean, to the point of fast food bags full of cash with Jeremy Pruitt. And they're going, nope, a 10% talent fee on top of the 2025 tickets. You guys want winners. We want winners. You got to pay them to come here. Because we've tried it every other way possible. And ever since Phil Fulmer, who probably had, there probably was some greasiness in there too. Ever since Phil Fulmer, we have struggled to put any sort of consistent winner or a winner at all on the football field. And we have a stadium that holds 105,000 people. We got to get this done. Rocky Top 8 just going to get it done. Everybody likes the song. They can play it on their Spotify. We got to find a way to get these guys in. So they're saying a 10% talent fee on top of it is a direct way to pay the players. And you have their courts in Tennessee fighting the NCAA about it. You have the courts in Virginia fighting the NCAA about it. The NCAA doesn't have any teeth, so they're going to do it. And if you're Ross Bjork, you're watching this going, how many more season ticket holders on their waiting list are they going to have? Because this is definitely a revenue stream. 216-474-0092. Lyman disagrees. He says Ohio State doesn't need to do it. It's not that they need to do it. I'm just saying that they will. If they can make more money, they're going to make more money. Jeff and Medina, you're first up on the fan. Hello, Jeff.
You're just right there. If they can make more money, they're gonna. That's why I stopped watching college football years ago, because it's all turned into the money. Listen, people, I remember the NFL did PSLs, and people moan and complain about that and the cost of NFL ticket prices. But if you're paying $300 to go see a MAC team in Columbus, people will pay it, though.
They will do it.
I don't get it. They pay it.
But you see, if I wanted to do it, like I Jeff, I understand. Like, I love college football, so I don't understand that part. Let me tell you this. I can look at it and go, hey, the NFL is there for my entertainment. If I want to turn Myles Garrett, if I want to have a shrine to Myles Garrett, I can have a shrine to Myles Garrett. If I want to say, you know what, he's just the defensive end for the Cleveland Browns and I only care if the Browns win, I can do that as well. It's supposed to be an entertainment business. I just haven't lied to myself about what major college football has been for quite a while. It's an entertainment business in its own right. And what it also does is it might help pay for some of those other opportunities, which I think are good opportunities that I do not watch on Saturdays, and I really don't watch on Big Ten Network during the week or anything like that. But I know it provides an opportunity, so I'll go ahead and I'll support them in doing it. And I think that Ohio State fan are looking to go, well, wait a minute, I can pour a bunch of money into the Browns, Bengals, or Colts, or Steelers, any of the teams that are in the surrounding area, and they ain't giving me any enjoyment. Ohio State's beating up everybody, and I have a chance at a national championship every year. I think that that's the type of market Ohio State's wanting to get into, Jeff.
Yep, that's why you have what? You mentioned the Buckeye Cruise and the golf outings, anything they can to pump money into that school. But how much of it is going to the other programs? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, I think
we know football is a driver, but is it really going into those other programs at an equal percentage, at a just percentage?
Well, it's never going to, and Jeff, thank you for the call. It's never going to be at a decent percentage. But Gene Smith would be, for as many criticisms as I had, Lima, you could speak to it better. I felt that he was rather open about what Ohio State football financed with, what, 35 other collegiate sports that they have?
Yeah, I mean, football and basketball supported 30 upwards in any given year, 37, 38, up to 38. You know, you add all the Olympic sports. There's a big question about whether or not that stuff is going to go by the side when they cut the players in directly, when they figure out the revenue sharing situation, as they're still waiting for more, more clarification from the courts. But I would ask you this, like, we're talking college. Like, what would be stopping Jimmy Haslam, who, by the way, famously Tennessee alum, right? What would stop, you know, at the professional level from these owners, especially, you know, they'll say, well, the TV deals are huge. Well, the TV deals are humongous for the Big Ten. What would stop the professional teams from just continuing to raise prices and saying, well, that's going to help up make us competitive? Like, wouldn't, of all the sports, baseball would be the one, right, where ownership would say, well, do you want better players? Do you want better players? I know to some extent they've said something like that, which was one of the biggest faux pas in the history of this town from an ownership standpoint about, you know, making sure that you spend the money, you know, so that we can get better players. But can you imagine if that was the case? Like, what's stopping all these owners from doing it?
I think that there is a supply and demand, is that they try to – I think every sport, every professional franchise is going to try to reach a price point that is going to be affordable by their fans and not cost them fans, and try to maximize every single cent that they can.
But that's the thing. The shoe for these minor games, you know, that caller mentioned against a MAC team. I mean, you have seen more empty seats in the last 5 years than I've ever seen. I mean, you run the risk of taking that to another level for the non-premium games, especially when Ohio State's got so much more talent than so many of the teams they're playing against, even in the Big Ten. I mean, you just saw what Notre Dame did to Purdue. I mean, Ohio State against teams like Purdue, against teams like Northwestern going forward, against teams like Iowa. We talk about the haves and the have-nots. Uh-huh. I mean, isn't that getting more and more pronounced anyway?
But I'll tell you this, though. I think you have a valid point. However, let me look at this. This weekend, a place like Michigan, which has over 100,000 people, obviously, in their stadium, and they've had some paltry sections at times. This is why they go out and get these teams in their conference. They're going to host USC. That stadium's going to be full, and the atmosphere is going to be through the roof. By the way, USC 7-point favorite coming up on Saturday. Their first, Michigan's first conference game last year was against Rutgers at home. I mean, that's why I think that some of these teams are going to get kicked out. Now, Rutgers might not because of the television deals, but like a place like Oklahoma, that's why they leave the Big 12. They can host Iowa State, and you know I love Iowa State, but you can host Iowa State and go get yourself a win, and you could have some empty sections, or you can just hold your team to a higher standard and bring in Tennessee and be in that conference where now you have that every single week where they don't have it before. I think that that's what they're doing. So instead of having to deal with, all right, we're going to bring in, like, yeah, you're going to have your East Carolinas and so, but instead of bringing them in or risking lower tier conference schools, they're going to add those schools and have USC in, Ohio State and Oregon. Oregon's going to host Ohio State. That place is going to be full. Going to be absolutely full. No worry about no sellouts there. And so I think that that's why they're going to say, let's add an extra 10% to it. We're already making money. Let's see how much more we can make.
And the thing is, Ken, they could have done this at any time. I mean, there's been no explosion of ticket prices, you know, to some massive proportion. Like, I get what the caller was saying, that, you know, the prices are going to go up on everything as much as corporations can, and that's what this is. Essentially, it is a big fat corporation with a lot of money, and they always want to figure out a way to do more. But they also, I think, have been pretty careful not to alienate their fan base, because they know there can be a tipping point at any time.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.